I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. Hope you're ready. I got a handful of old-time records I got to play. And hopefully there's a handful of old-time records that you want to listen to. And the ones you want to listen to happen to be the ones in my hand. That would be things worked out absolutely perfectly. Anyway, welcome aboard another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. Let's just get right to work this week with Ted Bonk and the orchestra. They're at the fair. Getting us rolling for another week. Ted Bonk and the orchestra there at the fair here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show back for another week. Glad you have turned on whatever device it is you needed to turn on to listen to the show this week. Used to be simple. You listened on a radio, but nowadays you could be listening on a smart speaker or an iPad or an iPhone or an Android phone or about a million kinds of phones and smart speakers and web streams and radios and downloads and man, all kinds of stuff. So I guess in the long run, it's good to be available at a lot of different places, right? Yeah, why not? Just hard to keep track sometimes. There's the Jack Walters Polka Party Band. It's the Happy Days Polka.
Days are here now, enjoy life while you can. Dance your polka, drink your beer, shake hands with fellow man. We've so much to be thankful, and ere though it may rain, remember soon enough, my friend, the sun will shine again. So have a happy day, let come what may, and sadness and gloom will disappear. So have a happy day, let come what may, put on a happy face from ear to ear. Some
Sometimes you feel that life is more trouble than it's worth. Your boss, your job, the mortgage bills are little customer. Then baby smiles on you, and daughter holds your hand. A tear of joy comes to your eye, then you understand. So have a happy day, let come what may, and sadness and gloom will disappear. So have a happy day, let come what may, put on a happy face from ear to ear. This life is still worth living, we've all so much to share. Friendship, love, thank God above for putting us down here. For life is what you make it, so make it bright and gay. And soon blue skies will fill your eyes where only you sing great. So have a happy day, let come what may, and sadness and gloom will disappear. So have a happy day, let come what may, put on a happy face from ear to ear.
One more time!
So have a happy day, let come what may, and sadness and gloom will disappear. So have a happy day, let come what may, put on a happy face from ear to ear.
Take it away!
Yes, they have Jack Walter's Polka Party Band, and they certainly seem to have the right attitude there. And it's the Happy Days Polka, like not in Happy Days They're Here Again, or even the Happy Days TV show, if you remember that. Whole different deal going on there. Just be happy, darn it. Don't worry about stuff. Right, that works until the bill collectors show up anyway. Anyway, here we are in the well into another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Far enough in that we can't turn around. We're committed at this point. Anyway, hey, want to mention the World of Accordions Museum as long as I'm blabbing here, and invite you to pay them a visit should you be so inclined. Just kind of lean that way, and you would be so inclined. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, and they have about 1,400 accordions in there, and that's a lot of accordions. I hope they distribute them evenly throughout the building so the building doesn't lean. What do you think 1,400 accordions weigh? A lot is the answer. Anyway, that's just part of the museum. They have all sorts of stuff in there. Related memorabilia, shall we say. Artifacts. Yeah, that sounds fancy. About the musicians and the history, the instruments, the companies that made the instruments, the history of a lot of the songs and music that goes along with the instruments. They've got a big research department. They got tons of materials, research materials. You're working on any kind of information you need to know about the music or the history of the people. You want to do a little tracing. Maybe your family was into the music or whatever. They came over from, Slovenia, Poland or wherever, and they brought their music with them. They probably have something about them over there at the Accordion Museum. Check them out. Why don't you? They're online. Very convenient. It's always convenient to visit anybody online. You can just go to worldofaccordions.org and check it out. And maybe you want to pay them a visit. You're going to be out and about this spring or summer. Maybe on a little vacation, maybe heading up into the north part of the country, right here in the middle of the country, way up at the top. Check it out. Right over the bridge from Duluth, of course. You have got beautiful Lake Superior and all the hiking trails and state parks and lighthouses and all kinds of neat stuff. Check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find all the information. They'll have their activities calendar up with all sorts of stuff you can participate in as well. All right? worldofaccordions.org. There's Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys now. This is the Frisky Polka. Thank you. All right, there you have it. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys there, as opposed to Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, who are normally on the records. That's the Frisky Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another round. And, of course, weather-wise here in northern Minnesota, we're having fantastic weather, especially for this time of year. It's just been a weird year, and I think that now we're all used to it. The people who were hoping they were going to have some outdoor activities have now adapted. They're like, eh, to heck with that. Because, man, it's not looking like we're going to have any kind of snow around here until next winter. So we're gonna see. But enjoying a lot of springtime weather around here again over the past week. And, man, that does work for me. So I hope wherever you are, the weather is cooperating with something that you like anyway. Although maybe you have to have more crummy weather to appreciate the good weather that much better. Not sure on the psychological factors of that. But anyway, got a tune here from the Pennsylvania Good Times. Now, the song is called Son of a Minor Polka. And, of course, here in northern Minnesota, we're up on the Iron Range, you know, between Grand Rapids and on up to the northeast, up the what we call the range here. And so when you think of a miner, you think of somebody who's up there, you know, mining iron ore. But Pennsylvania Good Times, of course, they're singing about coal mining in Pennsylvania. But, hey, miners are miners. I don't know. Are they? Sure they are. I don't know. What do I know? I know nothing. Pennsylvania Good Times, nonetheless, it is the Son of a Miner Polka.
Oh, I am the son of a miner. And my father's father was a miner too. Yes, there's jobs for a man a whole lot finer, but that's the only job I ever knew. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? I recall the day that my darling, she told me she was fruitful, but I laughed. Then I waved goodbye to my darling for that long, dreary journey down the shaft. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? God up in heaven, and I know he always answers all our prayers. When we stand in that doorway to heaven, it's our faith that will climb the golden stairs. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day?
And there you go. That is the Son of a Miner Polka, the Pennsylvania Good Times, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And hey, glad you're with for another show, by the way. And I'm also proud to announce that I did plan ahead, and I have already selected our official 78 of the week. So we always try to play at least one song off of an old 78, good old shellac record, at least once a week. And I've already picked out a waltz. So we'll have those ready for you later on in the show. So those of you dancers that are waiting for a waltz, that's coming up here in a little bit. And, yeah, I got a good 78 sitting here raring to go. So stand by for that coming up. I have Al Trace now. And the it says Al Trace, the Happy Music Man, right on the record label. And I'm playing the side. It's called One More Beer. And the flip side, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's some sad title. And I'm like, how can he put on the record that he's the Happy Music Man and then play a sad song? But I'm not playing the sad song side. I'm playing One More Beer. See, that's why he's the Happy Music Man. See, he's singing One More Beer. Al Trace says right on the record he's the Happy Music Man. But see, if you look at the other side, the song is called I Wake Up With a Heartache. And then right under it says The Happy Music Man. I think not. I have a beef with that. Anyway, some Al Trace music for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. As long as we're doing songs about beer. Let's do Jolly Stan Lee and Don't Drink My Beer.
Even take my mother-in-law, please. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. You can have my Cadillac, drive it away, don't bring it back. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. You can have my money, even have my honey. You can have my bank account, go ahead, take any amount. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. Even have my honey. You can take my diamond ring. Even take the song I sing. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer.
Oh,
Wow, that was a short record, Stan. My gosh, jolly Stan Lee there. Please don't drink my beer here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I had a small but important victory while you were listening to that record, by the way. The chair I'm sitting in has arms like a chair would, and one of the arms was getting wobbly. And that means, of course, that the bolt that holds the arm onto the part of the chair, the seat thing there, have worked loose, and it's getting wobbly. And I thought, well, I can reach over to the drawer in the work table next to me and find the right size hex wrench, and I could tighten up that wobbly arm without even getting out of the chair, was my theory. And during one simple Jolly Stan Lee record, I managed to do that. So now my chair is not wobbly. I suppose they call him Jolly Stan Lee so they don't confuse him with the comic book guy, right? Probably not. Anyway, here's the Baby Doll Polka. This is the Redbirds. And I was going to read you the note on the record here just because it's interesting. In case you don't know this, the talented Redbirds are the children of Mr. and Mrs. Lee Ganson of St. Peter, Minnesota. The oldest, Rick, not only plays concertina, but also drums and clarinet. Rick is 18 and a freshman at the University of Minnesota. Debbie, 16, playing piano on this record, also plays accordion, saxophone, and guitar. And Shelley is 15, the drummer, also plays accordion and guitar. Young brother Lee, apparently known as Boops, is 5 and is the band manager, it says. Now, I have no idea how old this record is, but I'm guaranteeing you it's at least 40 years old, if not older. So these kids that I'm looking at here, see, like right here, Debbie is 16. What does she play here? Oh, she's playing the piano on the record, but also plays accordion. So she's probably the girl playing the accordion on the cover here. And so now she's, you know, like 56 or 60 years old. Man, that's what's weird, though. Time marches on, but your records stay around forever. And this record still looks like it's brand spanking new. It's been well taken care of. Anyway, here are the Redbirds. And they're doing the Baby Doll Polka. There you go, the Redbirds there. That's the Baby Doll Polka. So if we go, first of all, we know that, by the way, that is an E-flat star concertina being played, because it's noted here on the record which concertina is being played. According to this now, that would be Rick, who was 18 at the time the record was made, and a freshman at the University of Minnesota, playing the concertina according to the notes here. So anyway, just passing along a lot of obscure information because it's fun, darn it. All right, now I have the new Chicago Lairs. And that is two words, Chicago Space Lairs. And they're going to do the Good Wishes Polka. This implies to me that there were some Chicago Lairs who were not the new ones. Or maybe these are the old ones and they became new ones after they hired a new guy. I have absolutely no idea. And I got to be careful with this one. This is a 45, you know, 7-inch record with the big hole in the middle. But it's an EP. It's an extended play, which means they squeeze two songs onto one side of a little record. So you got to be real careful when you get the needle in the little groove in between the songs here. Here's the Good Wishes Polka.
I za kadowam i mi zdrowie gospodarze, jak się podewam. I mi zdrowie gospodarze, jak się podewam. Siśli, tęśli, młody zdrowie, w imi zdrowie. Bivać ona moś i kochaj mi się ponowy, kochaj mi się szans. I kochaj mi się ponowy, kochaj mi się szans. I za kadowam w imię zdrowie gospodarze, jak się podewam. W imię zdrowie gospodarze, jak się podewam. Siśli, tańśli, młody zdrowie, w imię zdrowie. Bivać ona moś i kochaj mi się ponowy, kochaj mi się szans. I kochaj mi się ponowy, kochaj mi się szans.
All right, they have there the new Chicago Lairs and the Good Wishes Polka. And, of course, obviously not a new record. Worth mentioning, in case you didn't know, every song we play here on the Oompa Hour is coming to you courtesy of vinyl. Well, except for when we play a Shellac 78. But everything we play on the show is a record just because that's fun. That's why we do it that way. And it gave me my theme for the show. I didn't want to do a polka show. Don't know what to do. And I decided everything's coming from records. So that does eliminate a lot of the newer polka bands that are putting out CDs and digital downloads and that kind of thing. And, of course, a lot of your great old songs and old groups and stuff going way, way back are available on CDs and stuff now, too. But on this show, everything is coming to you from a genuine phonograph record, all right? Let us go to the Art Perko Orchestra over here on turntable number 2. In fact, you can listen to that while I get this week's 78 ready to go over here on turntable number 1, because that's the only one that I have set up to switch over to 78s quickly. I always play the other side of this one, the Peanuts Polka. And I thought I'd flip the record over and do Perko's Polka by Art Perko and the orchestra. That's almost a tongue twister. Here you go.
Thank you.
And there you go, Art Perko and the orchestra Perko's Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Let's do our 78 of the week, shall we? I mean, really, I've got it all ready to go here. Got the record player switched over and all that. By a great band, one of my favorites I enjoy playing, and I never know if I'm pronouncing it right, and I haven't for like 50 years. And it's because when I see it written, it makes my brain not want to say it right. Right? It's Eddie Habit and his orchestra, right? Eddie Habit and his orchestra, H-A-B-A-T. But when I see it written down, I want to say Eddie Habat. And I'm 99% sure that is wrong. It's Eddie Habit and his orchestra. But I say Eddie Habat. When I see it written, I don't know why. Great old Decca, 78 on the Decca record label. This one's in pretty good shape, and it sounds really good. This is the Mimi Polka.
Sweet to me, won't you please say we to me? Mimi, when I'm in your arms, I'm paralyzed by all your charms. Mimi, won't you please kiss me? If you don't, I'll go crazy. Mimi, you must love somebody, so why not me?
A great record. You know, that may exist on a 45. I don't know. It's a Decca 78, though, that I'm playing. Eddie Habit in the orchestra. And it says vocal chorus by. Wow, those are little words. Wait a minute, because I want to tell you. Let me get my extra reading glasses on. Yes, I'm now wearing two pairs so I can see these itty bitty words. Nick Perna, Al Turchek, and Frank Manick are singing on that. On that 78. Man, it's a good sounding record. That's what they sound like when you take care of them about 80 years later. Anyway, you're listening to the Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Happens every week, wherever you might happen to be listening. So I'm glad you're along for another week here. Now, see, I got to fix this right now or it's going to bug me. See, when I play a record on the show, there we go, I type a list. And the radio stations that carry the show all get a copy of the list so they know what show is coming up. And if somebody calls up the radio station later and says, what was that one saying? A song he played about beer there. They have the playlist to refer to. And I just spelled orchestra somehow, apparently not pushing any of the correct buttons on the keyboard. And it said Eddie Zima and his line of gibberish. So I have fixed that, stations. So you'll be able to tell that you're now going to hear the Jam Session Polka by Eddie Zima and his orchestra. Do you realize that's two songs by people named Eddie in a row? And I actually have records by the two Eddies. And I know it's not Eddie Habit and Eddie Zima, which is even weirder. And that's a tangent that has nothing to do with anything. Here's a Jam Session Polka.
Mm-hmm.
have it there. A little Eddie Z Money Orchestra there, the Jam Session Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And believe it or not, I am not kidding you now. I generally pick most of the songs for the show at random. I walk over to the shelves of records there, and I go boom, 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 pulling out 45s. And as the rule is, you know, when you got big, long shelves full of records, I pull from the left side, and I return them to the right side. You know, so there is a good mix all the time. And somehow, I've got another Eddie. We have three records by people named Eddie in a row on the show today. How does that even happen? I don't know. But anyway, here's our third Eddie. Now it makes me want to do a show where everybody is named Eddie. I mean, it would be so easy to do that. Anyway, here's Eddie Musil and his Polka Barons. And the Oh, Honey, How I Love You Polka.
Yes, I feel like loving tonight. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Kiss me, hug me, I'm in a mood. When you kiss me, it feels good. Oh, honey, how I love you. I'm that kind. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Ask me, tell me, oh, please do say that I belong to you. Oh, honey, how I love you.
Hey, have it there. Oh, honey, how I love you. Eddie Musil and his Polka Barons here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And that brings to a close our streak of Eddies. That's three songs in a row by people named Eddie. Totally by accident, by the way. But that does bring us to our waltz for this week. So, dancers, if you've been waiting for a waltz in the show this week, this is your time to shine. Hopefully you've moved that coffee table out of the way or given the kitchen table a scooch there. Maybe you're out in the garage. You got plenty of dancing room, whatever the case is. You want to do a little waltz, and here's your chance. We always include at least one waltz in every show. Here's Norm Dombrowski with the Happy Notes. I rarely play them doing a waltz. This is the Swedish Waltz. Thank you. Well, there you have it there, Swedish Waltz. Dancers, you can relax now. Song's over. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. They come to you from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. After all, says so right on the record. Anyway, we've got probably time for a couple more songs. I'm going to see. I'm going to hit this button over here, and then I'll be back with some more.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, okay, let's see what else we can squeak into the show this week here. This record has been sitting here in a stack next to the mixer here in the studio for months, and for some reason I never seem to reach into that stack and grab this one. It's kind of a ridiculous little number. It's Whoopi John and the orchestra, and it's the Rock and Roll to the Round and Round Beat. You remember this one? Anyway, if you don't, you will now. Here's Whoopi. John and the orchestra there. See, that's been in the stack for a long time here. Rock and roll to the Round and Round Beat here at Tim's Oompa Hour. I'm going to see if I can squeak in two more songs. I'm not guaranteeing that's possible. In fact, the odds are against me, but I'm going to try it. Johnny Bamba and the orchestra. It's a housekeeper polka.
Thank you.
Johnny Bomb on the orchestra, and even though I don't have time, I'm going to shove in another one here. Let's go out on the Six Fat Dutchmen and the Champagne Polka. There you go, Six Fat Dutchmen there, and the Champagne Polka. And that completely fills up this edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. My, not a second to spare in this one. But hey, I'm already working on records for next week. I'm telling you, I might even play the other side of that Eddie Habit 78 next week. We'll see what happens.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.